This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa usalli wa usallimu ala man bu'itha rahmatan lil alameen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, la in shakartum la azidannakum. That if you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are grateful to Allah, then I will increase you. I will give you more. So this is a really important principle in Islam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if a person, he's grateful to Allah for something that Allah has given him, right? Or for all of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, then Allah will increase him in those things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him more. And this is one way to ensure that you're given more of Allah's rizq, or to ensure that if you want, you know, if you want something, if you want a better job, or you want a better home, or you want something better than what you have, the best way to achieve it is to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is to basically be thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, we find that many people, they're the complete opposite, right? Allah has given them so much, but they're complaining. They're moaning, they're groaning, and all of these things, and they're always complaining. And they might speak to you for about an hour about their problems, and then at the end of it, they might say, but I'm not complaining. Okay, that is complaining. Of course that's complaining. So the point is, what a person must do is really be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the blessings that Allah has given him. He should be thankful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him more. If you're grateful to Allah, Allah, la in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are grateful, then Allah will give you more. In fact, subhanAllah, I remember there was a Western journalist by the name of Robert Fisk. And he was in, I think it was in Iraq or Palestine, maybe in Gaza or somewhere. I can't remember where he was. But one of the things that he said is that he found really amazing is that as he went from person to person, you know, watching people and you know, coping with all the various problems that they were going through. You know, their houses had been bombed. You know, some of these late women have lost their husbands, has lost their sons, their daughters, their children. Some people have lost their parents. And he kept asking them, how do you people cope? Because he was really surprised that these people are smiling, or they are, you know, they're coping. And to each person, when he asked this question, they replied, Allah Kareem, Allah Kareem, Allah is generous, Allah is generous. And then eventually he heard this so many times, he said, why is this organization called Allah Kareem? Right? Because he didn't obviously understand it. He said, what's this organization that's, you know, giving or helping people and it's called Allah Kareem? Okay? So it just goes to show that, you know, Muslims, there are Muslims out there that are going through so many struggles, so many difficulties, but yet they still have a smile on their face, but yet they're still happy, yet they're still grateful for what, for everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. So, you know, let us be people who are grateful for all the blessings that Allah has given us. If you were to try and enumerate and count the blessings of Allah, you would never be able to count them. So instead of looking at people who are better off than you in the dunya and always trying to be like them, instead of that, try and look at people who are worse off than you in the dunya, and they are, you know, they're going through bigger trials. So you can make dua for them, and also so that you can be more and more grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the blessings that He has given you. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina.